talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers. This is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And very, very sadly, we are going to Uvalde, Texas, where 19 youngsters, little ones, 10-year-olds, a few 9-year-olds, and two teachers were murdered by an 18-year-old who was legally able to buy an AR-15 in Texas. Well, the new developments that have come out on it, and I want to talk about them because they outrage me, and I want to talk about the solutions that I think we have to make. I saw an interview with a funeral home worker in Uvalde, and he rushed to the school, and this is a funeral home worker, because the guy that shot his grandma in the face, the gunman who went and murdered people in the school, the shots and the commotion were witnessed by the funeral home worker didn't actually see the shots, but the whole commotion around them and the sounds were witnessed by him. And he ran to the school and he called his wife on the way and said, "Bring me a gun." She brought him a gun. So he got to the school and the cops were already there doing nothing. Chicken hawks. They were doing nothing. And he started going to school and they said, "Get back." And he said, "There's a guy in there going to shoot kids. We got to stop him." And they said, "Shut up and get back." And then they did nothing. It turned out that one of the girls killed was related to him, and he buried her. There was one of the funerals that he took. I saw another interview with a teacher who'd been in the classroom, was shot himself, named Mr. Reyes. And I got to tell you, this funeral home worker and Mr. Reyes, I was impressed with their character and the dignity of the interviews that they gave. Mr. Reyes said he's a second grade teacher, and he was in an adjoining classroom with 10 or 11 kids. And they heard shots in the other classroom where this guy was killing kids. And he said, and then he heard the police retreat, run down the hallway, away. And he told the little ones in his class, he said, "Get under your desks and pretend that you're asleep." And they got under their desks. And the gunman, after he killed people in the adjacent classroom, came in and started shooting. He shot Mr. Reyes twice, once through the back and chest, and I think once in the arm. Of course, he went down. He got shot by an AR-15 twice. And then the guy went through the classroom, shooting under the desk and killing the little ones. That's what he did. And the police ran away. Chicken hawks. Mr. Reyes could hear the cops in the corridor retreating. Then they put out misleading statements, the police did down there, about what they'd done. And the various chicken hawks in the Republican Party statewide, like Abbott and Cruz and Cornyn and the rest of them, stuck up for them and perpetuated that false story. Let me tell you a few things. First of all, what good does it do to hire officers if they run away when kids are being shot, and then lie about it afterwards? There is a security guard in the Parkland shooting in Florida a few years ago who's been criminally charged, because when the gunman started shooting, you know what he did? He hid in a closet. He had a gun and he hid in a closet. He could have snuck up on the shooter and shot him. He hid in a closet. And these guys, remember, several of the little girls had called 911 under their desks and said, "I'm being shot." And you know what these chicken hawks said, these cops? They said, "Well, the guy said, I didn't have my radio." Well, look, If you didn't have your radio, you should be fired. All of them should be fired. But secondly, that's a lot of baloney. You don't need a radio when you know there's a guy with a weapon in a classroom and you hear shots. What do you think's going on? What do you think's going on? If those little girls hadn't called 911, so what? But they did. They were taught to call 911, and they did, and it didn't do them any good. And they're hiding under their desk pretending to sleep. I was so impressed by the dignity of Mr. Reyes and this fellow at the funeral home. So impressed. And then the chicken hawks at the state level, the Republicans go, well, they secured the site. They sure did. They handcuffed and threw parents who were screaming on the ground. People were saying, you know, there's a shooter in there. Shut up. And they handcuffed him and threw him on the ground and then chickened out. They stood outside. And if they went in, they ran down the hall. Something's got to be done. Okay. And I'm going to start with Uvalde, but then I'm going to talk about the broader issue. Uvalde, every one of those people should be fired. Every one of them. 40% of the budget of that town goes to policing. It doesn't do any good. All fired. This business of, well, I was just following orders, sort of like happened with George Floyd. Remember? Oh, well, I see a guy strangling him, but he's my superior. Well, no, you throw him off George Floyd, okay? You show some humanity. If your commanding officer says, well, don't go in there because he's lily-livered and chicken, their instruction for an active shooter is go to the shooter first, take him out no matter what. And even says, if you see wounded people in the hallway, don't stop to tend to them. Go in and kill the shooter first. Don't arrest him. Don't give him his rights. Don't ask him if he had a bad childhood. You put a bullet in him is what you do. You've got to stop him from shooting kids. You got to stop him from shooting kids. They called the tactical team. Well, come on, tactical team. There's a tactical team in Manhattan. These are like volunteer firefighters, you know, guys at work. Okay, tactical team. What does that mean? What does that mean? They all have bulletproof vests. What does that mean? It took an hour. They were out in the hallway for an hour. And it was basically, well, we contained him. We barricaded him with 19 kids and two teachers. And he killed them all, but we barricaded him. Did our job, sir. Did our job. Ran down the hall. And how do they finally get in? Finally, somebody go, this is what they said. I don't believe this. They go, hey, maybe the janitor has a key. Oh, really? Maybe the janitor has a key. When you were in school, did you ever see a janitor without keys? They had keys. They had 100 keys. Janitors have keys to every room in the school. How about shooting the lockout? They said they negotiated with the guy in the door. Shoot through the door. At some point, you got to stop him. You know, a guy who was magnificent and brave and he lost his life was the security guard in Buffalo. He shot him 6 times. Unfortunately, the guy had a bulletproof vest. Maybe the next training is you shoot him first in the legs and the head, because he's not going to have a bulletproof anything on his legs or head. But the larger question is what to do about this. And I'm going to say something. And you haven't heard it said this bluntly before. It is presently legal in almost every state in the country for a mentally ill 18-year-old boy to buy an AR-15 without training, certification. He can be absolutely angry, ready for revenge, and a disturbed, emotionally disturbed, mentally ill 18-year-old boy can buy an AR-15. That's got to stop. And the easiest way to stop it is this. Everybody's going, oh, the Second Amendment and all this. The Second Amendment doesn't give you the right to own nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons or bazookas or shoulder-held missile launchers or machine guns. An AR-15 is a machine gun in a sense. Just say that civilians can't have military weapons. That's not at all inconsistent with the Second Amendment. Second Amendment didn't say that the people can have cannons. They said that they can bear their arms, which in those days were their muskets. Now it can be a rifle. It can be a pistol. But an AR-15, AK-47, semi-automatic, that's really an automatic in the sense of the kind of magazines we have. is a military weapon, and the law has got to be civilians can't have military weapons, period. I'm tired of this pussyfooting around about incremental arguments. Go to the lines. Jack of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack of Milwaukee?
It is an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country.
Thank you, Jack.
I heard a report. It could be wrong. The rule in Texas is that if you could have a assault weapon at 18, but you cannot buy a pistol when you're 21. That sounds pretty ridiculous. If that's true, I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. Well, no, the law in Texas is you can buy anything at 18. You can buy a pistol. You can buy, but an AR-15, think about this. An AR-15 is really a military weapon. I fired M-16s in training, and I enjoyed it. We shot at barrels off the stern of the ship. It was a lot of fun. But this is basically military training. You get it out of your system. People want to do this kind of stuff, join the military. Civilians should not have military weapons, and 18-year-olds who are mentally ill should not be able to buy AR-15s. It's as simple as that. Jack, thanks for the excellent call. Really appreciate it. Going to a break. The lines are live. I know you're on there. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.